Well, no, in Maryland right now, you can have abortions up through all 9 months of pregnancy until the very end. And actually, we've had problems with that in Maryland. Just 2 years ago, a woman in Montgomery County, she was getting an abortion in 8 months, and then she died. And, of course, the baby died as well. But this bill, really what it does, it talks about the Unborn Pain Capable Act. And so we know that fetuses in the womb, after 5 months of inception, can feel pain. And so we know their humanity, that they move away from objects. Actually, for babies that want to be born, if they have some problems, they need to do some kind of operation, they definitely use anesthesia because they know that there's been problems after they're born if they didn't use that anesthesia. So really, this is a reasonable bill that after 5 months, abortions would not be legal in Maryland. And this is passed already in 10 other states.
Knowing the politics of Maryland, knowing the politics of this General Assembly, what are the chances that this would pass?
Part of every bill that comes into Annapolis is educating the legislature and educating constituents. So last year was its first year. This is the second year. So we're hoping that we will gain momentum each and every year. But just to keep in mind that abortion in Maryland is legal up until a baby is born.
Based on Roe v. Wade, the state can intervene in a third trimester abortion. You can still have third trimester abortion.
In Maryland, it's available. And so because of that, Maryland has become somewhat of a mecca for late-term abortions because other states do not allow it. So right up until that baby is actually born, there are some very barbaric methods of abortion. And so bringing attention to that and educating people about that. Most people have no idea. In Maryland, a woman can have an abortion right up until the moment that her child is born.
I think a lot of people don't realize that. You mentioned the bill was introduced last year. How far did it get?
Well, it was had a hearing in the House, it had a hearing in the Senate, and I don't know that it got a vote in either chamber. Yes.
Okay. All right. So do you think you've changed minds in the last year? I mean,
well, that's what we're hoping. You know, as more and more people realize, first of all, that abortions are legal for all 9 months in Maryland, and second of all, that they do feel pain, fetuses after 5 months, we're seeing people change their minds. And so that's going to happen, we believe, in the House and the Senate. It may not happen this year, but we're going to start it this year. We started last year.
Anything else?
The science has just really advanced over the last even 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so you think of how much we know about babies in the womb and how much we're able to do. If there is a problem, there can actually be surgery done and save these babies' lives. So as science increases in knowledge, I think people will be looking at this whole issue in a different light.
Yeah, one thing to add to that, we know that after 6 months of pregnancy, that babies can live outside the womb. They can be born and live. So we're talking, there's an overlap here of about 3 months where we're still allowing abortions in Maryland, but they would be completely viable outside of the womb at that point.
Anything else either of you want to add? Anything I'm forgetting? Thank you.